2018 is being called the year of the woman in politics, and Tuesday's Pennsylvania primary ballot will feature plenty of Democratic women. Many first-time congressional candidates inspired to counter the election of President Donald Trump. WHYY's Dave Davies reports that in some races, these women are finding their toughest competition is other female candidates.
Mary Gay Scanlon, I'm running for Congress in our brand new 5th Congressional District.
Nice to meet you.
Canvassing in South Philadelphia Sunday, candidate Mary Gay Scanlon, one of 10 candidates in a redrawn district that's mostly Delaware County, makes her pitch to voters. Then she happens upon 4th grader Kylie Grayson, who has an opinion about this gender thing.
We need a woman president. We need to make history. There's no women's. It's 2018. We need a change.
There's a national wave of women running for office, and many, like Scanlon, find themselves in a Democratic primary with other progressive women they mostly respect and agree with, but have to defeat in order to advance to the general election. They aren't attacking each other in Scanlon's race, but they try to draw distinctions, each emphasizing her unique experience and ability. Scanlon says unlike first-time candidates, she's served in local government, chaired a school board, and that matters.
So I've done that work representing constituents, dealing with budgets, having been elected to office and actually running for office in a contested election. You have to learn some lessons. So I think there is a sweet spot in the current environment for a woman who has been elected before but is not a career politician.
Scanlon's one of two women in the race who've raised enough money to run robust campaigns and make significant TV ad buys. The other is former federal prosecutor Ashley Lunkenheimer. She says she's put gun runners and con artists who swindle seniors in jail, but she says she's not just a prosecutor. She made a conscious decision to get a master's in social work before going to law school.
So I've advocated for children in foster care. I've advocated for individuals with mental health issues and trying to break a cycle of being institutionalized and then discharged to a shelter. I've gone into prisons and taught decision-making skills to try to help people re-enter.
Also in the race is Molly Sheehan, a first-time candidate with an activist base, and Margot Davidson, a state representative who notes she's the only female elected official in the race. She said at a recent debate her priority is serving the most impoverished parts of the suburban district.
I am about the people that are suffering the most, and that's who I'll be representing, although I will be nice to all of the folks in the other parts of the county, and I will be there to serve them and serve them well. But my focus will be on the folks that have been voiceless.
There are two other women and four men in the race, including veteran state representative Greg Vitale and Rich Laser, who's benefited from more than $600,000 in spending by construction unions. Nobody's suggesting that anyone sacrifice her ambitions to prevent a man from winning, but something like that did happen in the Democratic primary in the 4th congressional race in neighboring Montgomery County. Three progressive women filed to run there, along with one man, former Congressman Joe Huffel, who had high name recognition from his past days in office. One candidate, State Representative Mary Jo Daly, says there came a point where she took a hard look at the dynamics of the race.
And I thought, you know, I really would like to see a woman. It looks like we are going to be splitting votes between us.
So she made a painful decision.
What I can do to at least give better odds to my colleague was to withdraw from the race and throw my support behind her.
Daly supports State Representative Madeline Dean, who also has the backing of the national group Emily's List. And that didn't sit well with the other progressive woman in the race, Shira Goodman, a leading gun control activist. Goodman had also sought Emily's List support and had been giving the group detailed information about her fundraising and strategy to prove she was a viable candidate. After a strong showing in the April fundraising reports, Goodman says, Emily's List suddenly endorsed her rival, Dean.
We were blindsided because their mission is to support pro-choice women and help them get elected to office, and they usually do not get involved when there's more than one such woman in a race.
Emily's List didn't just endorse Dean. The group Super PAC has so far spent nearly $250,000 on mailings for her. It feels, Goodman says, like they put a finger on the scale. Emily's List does sometimes take sides in primaries with multiple progressive women. Spokeswoman Julie McLean Downey says this year is a little unusual, but
the fact that so many women are stepping up to run for office this cycle, some of them in the same districts, we see as a good problem to have.
It means some tough choices, McLean Downey says, and in this case, Emily's List decided Dean was the right candidate to back. There are disappointed candidates in every election season, and this year, with more women running, more of them are going to be women. But it's also likely that women, probably more than one, will go to Congress from Pennsylvania and end the state delegation status as an 18-member all-boys club. Dave Davies, WHYY News.